The Unstoppable Way Hampton Show. We'll be back in just a moment.
This is KAYT-FM. 88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. K223BI. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. K255BT. 100.1 Lake Charles. K261EB. And KQJO-FM. 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
Despite his position as a commander of at least 100 soldiers, abandoned the worship of the gods, little gods, for the worship of the one true God of the Jews, the true and living God. Before the coming of Christ, those outside of Israel who were brought into the covenant were required to have circumcision and follow the Jewish laws. Under the Mosaic law, all Jews had to be circumcised. Even we got it, Christian. And because of that, that was a Mosaic covenant that in order for us to belong in the family, we had to be circumcised. And so due to the racial division, customs, politic, and religious practice, the Jewish people created more division between them and Gentile in later century. I love the Jewish nation, but I'm not Jewish. And yet there is a following that we all ascribe to because we are believers. We are grafted in. When Christ comes into the picture, he brings Jews and Gentiles together. You missed it. When Christ comes into the picture, he brings the Jews and the Gentiles together. When Christ comes into the picture, he brings Jews and Gentiles together. Through his crucifixion, his death, and his glorious resurrection. Even after Christ's ascension, a division between the Jewish and the Gentile Christian developed, as was seen in Paul's letter to the Galatian church. Paul said, now, before faith came, we were held captive under the law, 613, imprisoned until the coming faith. Now, faith is the evidence of things, until the coming faith would be revealed unseen. I'm going to teach you. So then the law was our guardian or our keeper until Christ came in order that we might be justified by faith. Now faith is the substance of things, hope for the evidence of things not seen, that we might be justified by faith. It ain't about your works. That's a different system. That's a reward system. We are justified. We are made right by our faith. But now that faith has come, we are no longer under the guardian or the keeper. For in Christ Jesus, we are all sons of God through faith. I'll shout on myself. For as many of you who were baptized into Christ, have put on Christ. For there is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is no male or female, for we are all one in who? Christ Jesus. It ain't about us. It's about everything he did for us. Jesus did it. The believer's identity is now in Christ. We are identified. The Father sees his Son in us. And our faith opened the door for us all to be saved, because now we are sons of God. My brothers and sisters, Jesus came and broke down racial and religious division. And we're seeing that stuff even today. Racial and religious division. Oh, we can't worship with y'all because y'all Baptist. We can't come to your church because y'all don't look like us, so I'm not going to worship or come there. I was even told when I first came here I could go to a white church, but I couldn't join it. Racial division. And we're seeing it raise its head again. I told you there were two spirits, and they were racism. Y'all gonna listen to me one day. By the saying, there is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is no male or female, for you're all one in Christ Jesus. Jesus came to set the captive free. We were held under the law. He came and set us free. Breaking down racism, ism, sexism, capitalism. Jesus came and dealt with them all. Yes. Women ain't supposed to do that. Who said it? We keep putting rules on the stuff Jesus and the scripture have not said. Are we Pharisees? Jesus came and dealt with the question. But we don't want to hear the answer. Because we want the rules and the regulation. I don't want to be held under the law. Because Christ has already come and fulfilled the law. Why would you go back under something that you can't get saved from? Your faith has freed us. Christ has already paid the price. And we keep doing stuff that we don't need to do. Secondly, God knows you and your greatest needs more than anyone does. The Bible says, by their fruits, you shall know them. My brothers and sisters, people are watching you. And they have their opinion about you. I know they talk about me. But they ain't got a heaven to send me or a hell to send me. Don't bother about what people say about you. The only one that's concerned about you is the one who made you in his image. That's right. People gonna always talk about you. Yes. My brothers and sisters, Jesus asked his disciple, who do men say that he was? Beyond your status or your position you occupy, who do men say that you are? Are we using our position to bless people or to oppress them? Are we making them better or bitter? When the godly are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked are in power, they groan. 47. Got embarrassed the other day. Flexing his muscle and ain't got nothing up there to back it up with. And that little old man just walked all over him. Embarrassed the whole country. But see, here's what God will do. When you ain't doing what God says, he will reveal your stuff. And he will reveal it to the world. We came too far from slavery to be told that we need to go back to where we came from. Amen. And half of his people are not even from here. Let me go. Cornelius was a man of good reputation, but God knew him more than anyone did. God knows me. He knows whether I'm true to him or whether I'm just shucking and jiving. That's just a phrase. Now, it's okay to be nice. It's okay to be religious. But being nice and being religious won't get you into heaven. Why was Cornelius a good man, a pious man, a man who was under the law, doing all that the Jews asked him to do, and there was something still he needed to do, David? You know what it was? What did he tell Nicodemus? That you must be. So you can be good, you can be nice, you can sing in a choir, you can be deacons, deaconesses. If you are not born again, you ain't done nothing yet. Here was a man who was good and decent and prayed and worshiped the Lord. And he said, there's one thing you got to do. You have got to be born again. Do you know why people act the same way they act? They ain't been born again. If you've been born again, you can't act the way you act. You are different. You are odd. You are different in the way your demeanor is. But if you ain't been born again, you keep doing the same old stuff, doing the same way, and you're getting the same result. You must be born again. You know why we have to be born again, Brother Webster? Because old stuff ain't going to get into heaven. You know why? Because we'll be bringing that stuff into heaven, starting division up there. My brothers and sisters, Cornelius was just religious. He wasn't born again. And he had to be born again. How does that happen? When we receive, acknowledge the Lord and receive what? The Holy Spirit. See, when the Holy Spirit comes into our life, he changes us. Holy Spirit come into our life, I don't talk the way I used to talk. Holy Spirit come into our life, I don't walk the way I used to walk. Holy Spirit come into my life, I don't look the way I used to look. When the Holy Spirit come into your life, when people see you coming, they stop talking what they are talking because they see something different in you. The Holy Spirit makes the difference. God put the Holy Spirit in us, and now the Holy Spirit indwell within us, baptizing us, cleaning us up, because the way we are, we can't clean ourselves up. I don't care how much we try, how much we cry, how much we pray. If the Holy Spirit ain't in you, ain't nothing happening. You must be born again. As I close, Job 34:21 states, for his eyes are on the ways of man, and he sees all his steps. And the New Living Translation says it like this: for God carefully watches the way of people, the way people live. He sees everything they do. Are you born again? Have you given your life to Jesus? If you haven't, I invite you now to do so as we extend the invitation to Christian discipleship.
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.
K-A-Y-T, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
I'm going to clap your hands.
Well, praise the Lord.